Those with love in their hearts can experience a deep sense of happiness. True love has the power to heal body and mind and to exert a positive influence on one's surroundings. Love has the power to give new meaning to one's life and to enable people to overcome all known limits. Our mother is the first person with whom we experience love. She is the origin of all feelings of love. Without our mothers, we would never know how to love. We have them to thank that we're able to love other people. We have them to thank that we're able to love all living beings. Think about your mother. Imagine that your mother is in your heart. Think of how beautiful your mother was in her youth. And how much love she had as she cared for you. Think of how your mother used to wake up in the middle of the night when you needed something to eat. How your mother took care of you when you were sick. How she solved all of your problems that you thought were so big. Think of the carefree time that you had as a child and how your mother was always there for you and wanted to make it possible for you to have a beautiful life. Think of how it must have been when your mother was pregnant with you. She was happy to have you and experienced many nice, but also unpleasant and painful moments. Your mother took care of you even when she wasn't feeling well. Your mother thought about your development and the time after your birth. She often limited herself and did without many things. Think of how your mother fed you inside her body, and that even then she gave you love and power. Think of the worries and the pain, maybe even lasting a long time, that your mother had to endure when giving birth to you. Think of how your mother's body would have weakened from the pregnancy, and how she still fed you as an infant. Your mother would get up in the middle of the night for you. Your mother was always there for you and took care of you. She shared your happiness with you and comforted you. Think of your mother's joy at your first word and at your first step. Think of how your mother took care of your health and made sure you were happy and healthy. Think of your time in kindergarten and how your mother accompanied you there, maybe even over a long distance, and how she came back to pick you up. Think of how your mother brought you into the world. Think of your first day of school. Think of how your mother experienced you. Think think of your mother's worries when you had problems with other children or teachers, or when your grades weren't good. Think of how your mother bought you clothes and took care of your many wishes. Imagine how it must have been for your mother when you became more and more independent and step by step developed your own life. Imagine your mother's feelings as you finally left home. Think of the worries that your mother still has when you have problems at work, in everyday life, or with your family. Imagine your mother's worries about the grandchildren and her joy at knowing that you and everyone in the family is doing well. Your mother will always be your mother. She's always there for you. Think about all the effort your mother has made for you throughout your life. How hard your mother had to work for you. How she always made time for you. How she shared her joy and her worries with you. Think of how many things your mother had to do without in order to raise you well, to help you get a good education, to make it possible for you to have a good life. Now, think of your mother's gray hair. Ask yourself if you've done enough for your mother. Ask yourself if you took care of your mother enough when she wasn't doing well, if you were friendly to her or often distant. Were you impatient with your mother? Or did you lose your temper? Have you really thanked your mother for her love? You can excuse yourself to your mother for the mistakes you made. Your mother will have understanding and forgive you. Forgive your mother too, for any pains she might have caused and any mistakes she might have made. Nobody is perfect. Everyone is capable of understanding love. Through our mothers, we've had our first experiences of love and compassion. Mothers are the origin of all love. Love is important for each of us. Each of us needs it. And so, we should each love our mother and our father, as well as our children, partners, our entire family, our colleagues, everyone, and every living being. When we practice loving, our hearts grow by the second, until finally, love encompasses the entire universe.